Welcome everybody back to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spelled my name with three X's because like this although wrinkled shirt by Block Suite Entertainment, I am hardcore. This show right here is sponsored by no other than Chairshot.com. Hashtag use your head. Welcome to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. And you can follow me anywhere where social media is sold, which is absolutely free. Wherever that is, at Mike Knox. I already told you how to spell it. It's with three X's. Figure the rest out. Also, while you're there, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, like I said, wherever social media is, for all my podcast listeners, because this show right now is not only live here on Facebook Live, it's not also live right now on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/thegame, THAV1, but also will be later on BDSIR Radio Networks, thechairshot.com, so wherever podcasts are sold, which are absolutely free. You can find us at your local podcast vendor. You got a cell phone. If you don't, shame on you. But today's program, people, is full of a lot of things that I need to get off my chest. And some of those things took place this past week as we got into, oh, my brother, testify. Is it me or is this light right here to my back just a little bit too dark? All right. Hey, Google. Turn off the color light. Much better. I like that much better. So now that I got that here, now that I'm back, let's just refocus. Let's bring it all in, people. What a week of pro wrestling. We have had a lot of ups and, frankly, to be honest with you, some downs. So we've had this week on the SmackDown, or I'm sorry, the WWE Superstar Shakeup, a lot of things have taken over this week. And here's some things that was on my mind. There are some things I really like. There's some things I don't like so much. Now, people out there complaining about this, and I'm going to talk about it and complain about that. I personally just don't understand it. I just don't get it. So I'm not going to go. Well, yeah, I am. I always say I'm not going to do something that I end up doing it anyway, right? So one of the main gripes I have about this past week's programs is, you guessed it, right? Fans, do you guys actually understand what you're watching, right? So I understand what I'm watching. I understand it so much, I had to change the name of the show. It was called Around the Blocks with Mike Knox Pro, get it? Pro Wrestling Show. Then I realized I'm not watching pro wrestling. I'm watching sports entertainment. So now I'm just going to call it Around the Blocks with Mike Knox Wrestling Talk Show, right? Because it still has wrestling in it. It's just not pro wrestling because the WWE is not a pro wrestling company. It is a sports wrestling entertainment company. So here's two things. I'm going to get on the fence real fast. I'm going to get off. And some of you guys are used to getting off. So just catch up. And one of the things is the Viking experience. Why are we complaining about that? Seriously, they were called the War Raiders. Do you know how stupid that name was? But oh, I'm sorry, because it was in NXT, you guys accepted it, right? Let me sit back and let me explain that. If I didn't have these headphones on right now, which I do, okay, I would give you the Bad Boys 2, Martin Lawrence, put my ears out because I don't understand. War Raiders was a stupid name. So yes, the Viking experience is a stupid name as well. But for my blood, I got War Raiders. First of all, I don't like the Oakland Raiders, the Los Angeles Raiders, any other kind of Raider. Well, although I'm a Paul Robeson High School Raider, so I just shot myself in the foot, right? But then you got the Viking experience. Now, again, I'm not saying that's a great name because it isn't. But damn it, people, are you going to complain about everything? Because you didn't complain about War Raiders, but I bet you I know why you complain, because it's Monday Night Raw, and things when you watch on Raw are to be better than anything else. But we're forgetting something. We're pro wrestling fans. We're not watching pro wrestling, people. We're watching sports entertainment. So who cares about their damn name? You know what I do care about? I care about the fact that on Monday Night Raw, you guys booed Roman Reigns. Why? What the hell has Roman done to you now? Why do you have to continue to bash Roman Reigns? Or as my daughter calls him, Roman Reigns. Right? Because you guys name everybody there. Sloppy Joe, Roman Reigns, Baldy Lashley. She got many of them, okay? She's a wrestling. She's a pro wrestling fan, okay? So Roman Reigns, why boo the guy? Okay, I don't understand it. Can you explain it to me? Because I don't know. I saw your question and comments. What's going on, Rodney? I will get to you guys momentarily. No, I'm going to comment on that one right now, Rodney. He says, the Viking experience. Come on. Sounds like I'm going to Six Flags. You know what? It absolutely does sound like I'm going to Six. I said the same thing. I said, so I can ride somewhere. Okay. At Six Flags. Got these two big. Hold on. Did you keep typing in there? Got these two big ass men talking about an experience. Okay, but honestly, was War Raiders so much better? That's all I'm saying. That's all I want to go off my chest right there about the fans. Like, come on, guys. We're complaining about a name, right? So then shout out to my man, Greg DeMarco. I believe he, and I'm quite sure he's the CEO of thechairshot.com, because fans like to pick on people, right? You guys love Becky, but then you grip about how people can't work. Sasha Banks is the big rave of the world, right? Oh, is Sasha leaving or is she going? Then all of a sudden I hear all these bad things said about Sasha Banks. I ain't heard y'all say ish about Sasha Banks in months, okay? And if I hear one more person tell me, well, Seth Rollins, he ruined Sting's career. That's pro wrestling. Seth Rollins, he hurt Finn Balor. That's wrestling. Sasha Banks didn't intentionally hurt Paige. It's the business, people. It's part of business. So if you can sit here and like the man, which she's a woman, but she calls herself the man, which, by the way, hashtag I'm a fan of the man. Just not the name, the man. But I love Becky Lynch. But she's not the greatest worker either. But I don't see y'all ripping Becky, but you boo Ronda Rousey. No one in the history, people, of wrestling or pro wrestling has done in a year's time what Ronda Rousey did. That's all I'm going to say. So, the things about the show that shocked, right? So, we have our ups, we have our downs, we have our falls, and we have our slip-ups. So, what I did love about Monday Night Raw, what I loved most about Raw and SmackDown, so here go the moves, right? I'm going to say good or bad. So, I'm going to start with Raw. Raw got AJ Styles. Huge move for Monday Night Raw, getting the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. They need him. The Miz. He's been there before, been there, done that. Wherever The Miz go, he's going to be The Miz, same as AJ Styles. Ricochet and Aleister Black. I don't think they should be on Raw. That's just me. I think they're giving these two guys, who I'm a fan of, too much too quickly. And can we please get a muzzle for Renee Young? Are they here? Or does this mean they're a part of the show? They're on Raw every damn week. Look at that big of a shock. Eric and Ivor, that's the Viking experience. Doesn't move me. If I had to see anybody come up from NXT, why not the Undisputed Era? Okay? Why am I still not seeing Velveteen Dream? This is beyond dumb to me. Okay? Andreas and Zelina Vega. Listen. Not making fun of what I'm going to say. But when I seen Zelina Vega do that Hurricanrana, I'm sorry, if you will, so to speak, off the apron, oh, all I thought about was Esther Rios and Lita, okay? Andrade is a star. He is a star to be born. The question is, will they push him and promote him like that? Can he be the new Alberto Del Rio? That's the question. Rey Mysterio coming over doesn't really move the needle. Jimmy and Jey Uso. I have a problem with that. The Usos are the best tag team in the world. And I just feel like I know they need a change of scenery. They've been on SmackDown since the beginning. They haven't been on Raw in a while. I'm good. On one end, I'm okay with them moving over to Monday Night Raw. It's the other part of me that's like, I'm afraid Raw will not give them or give them the respect that they are just due that they were getting over on SmackDown. So welcome to the Usos Penitentiary, Monday Night Raw, and that weak-ass tag team division that Monday Night Raw displays. Well, maybe, just maybe, this is the kick in the ass that the writers on Monday Night Raw will get now by having the best tag team in the world. I'm looking at both of these cameras. I'm live on two different networks. Best in the world, the Usos on Monday Night Raw. Still not like a fan of it. I wait to, for later things to happen. Of course, you're going to bring over his wife, Naomi, a.k.a. he calls it, it's not me, Flamaine Min Young. Then we got EC3, who got a win on Monday Night Raw. Oh, no, he didn't. He came out and got his ass beat by Braun Strowman. Yeah, okay, I have a problem with that. EC3, one of the biggest acquisitions from the TNA Impact roster, in my opinion. Bigger than Austin Aries at that time. Bigger than anybody, in my opinion, since Impact was actually getting purged of talent. Not talent that was once WWE's and went there and came back, but their talent. EC3 is a star in the making. If you make him a star, okay? Yes, he's not the greatest ring worker. No, he doesn't have the greatest mic skills, but he does a lot of things real good where he does, you know, cross the T's. Maybe not every I is dotted, but if you show him and you package him right, he can be that next guy. Why keep using him this way? Did he have sex with Linda McMahon or something? Did he sleep with your wife, Vince? Like, what is going on with EC3 and this horrible display of talent that you have on your roster that you're not giving him the full Monty? Then we got Lacey Evans. I'm okay with her being on Raw because Raw is, you know, there's reality, there's perception. The perception is Raw is the better show. Reality is we know it's SmackDown, but the perception is Raw. So put the up-and-coming next female on the, you know, show. So I'm like Lacey Evans over there. Eric Young, he's just going to falter away. Can't stand him being there. So like Cedric Alexander, I hope they can do for him on Raw what SmackDown is doing for Ali. So then we have the SmackDown moves. And this, to me, SmackDown was already the A show. Now they're the A-plus show, okay? So you get Tucker and Otis, who cares? Mickey James, good move for the women's division. She's a veteran. She can help some of those girls out. Apollo Chu, I think his time is coming past. I don't like that. Chad Gable. Am I the only person to start to see Gable and Rude being a good tag team? So why break them up? I talked about this a couple weeks ago on Around the Blocks of Mike Knox, okay? Why break that up? Chad Gable, and to me, and Bobby Roode for that matter, are bona fide tag team wrestlers. Okay, I remember listening to the Busted Open Radio and Bobby Ray saying how Vince doesn't care about tag team wrestling. That the Dudleys, you know, Bobby Ray and Devon, the Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian made the WWE believers by the things they were going out there and the shows they were putting on. But in that time, in the Attitude Era or the Ruthless Aggression Era, if you will, you gave them the time to shine. You have to stop putting these makeshift tag teams together, guys, and then breaking them apart. It makes zero sense. Just like on SmackDown last night, we saw Cesaro without Sheamus. I didn't like that. I didn't understand that. I don't get that. You bring over Liv Morgan, so you take her away from the Wyatt squad. Why? Buddy Murphy, I love the guy on 205, but what is he going to do on SmackDown? Okay, I hope he gets over. I hope so. Lars Sullivan, we say they got big plans for this guy. So far, so good. I say this much, and I'll be honest with you. It's a stupid finishing move for such a big guy. It's a horrible finishing move for such a big guy. Kairi Sane, Amber Moon. Amber Moon was once thought of as being one of the biggest up-and-coming wrestlers coming off of the NXT roster. She was on the way to stardom, got hurt. They brought her back in a battle royal that wasn't even advertised that she was coming back for. I thought that was absolutely horrible. Excuse me, guys. Sorry about that. I did. It just absolutely irked me to see that. It really, really did. To see her come over there and not know exactly what's going on with Amber Moon. Bailey, she needed a change of scenery, especially if we don't know what's going on with Sasha Banks these days. Elias was absolutely huge coming over because now he could propel SmackDown to the A-plus show it already was by making it even better. Bring over Finn Balor and then the dog himself, Roman Reigns. According to Vince McMahon, the biggest acquisition in SmackDown live history. People have a problem with that. Okay. We're not talking about SmackDown people. We know the biggest star is The Rock and guys like that, Batista, things like that, Edge. We're talking about SmackDown Live. SmackDown Live has been out for about what, 4-5 years? If that. Roman Reigns is the biggest acquisition to come to SmackDown Live. So I like these four guys. I like Roman. I like Finn. I like Elias. I like Bayley for what it's worth to this females division. Those are heavy hitters to those brands, and I absolutely love it. There's nothing not to love about that. Now, let's talk about SmackDown a little bit before I answer some questions and comments. And thank you guys for tuning in. Is there writing on the wall? Because I thought it was going to happen last night with Kevin Owens, who officially became an unofficial member of the New Day. I thought he was going to turn on Kofi. Okay? What's the next big thing for Kofi? Is this something they set up where Big E comes back and then he's mad that they replaced him momentarily. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Roman Reigns go over here and defeat Kofi. Kofi should have this title for quite some time. Kofi should have this title going into SmackDown Live. Look at the audience. Look at the participation. The New Day has brought you nothing but money. So let them try to build money around Kofi Kingston. Okay. The only problem I have with Kofi, only problem I had with that segment last night on the Kevin Owens show was how Kofi was wearing the title. Sometimes it was hanging off. That's just me. I'm a title guy. Look at my wall. I'm a hashtag belt king. I want to see people carry the titles the way they should be carried. But overall, for what they were, I can't even say both shows were bad. They wasn't great, right? Because we don't know what we're anticipating. We were anticipating this, and we got that, right? They were in Montreal, okay? So when people say people are going to boo, Montreal will boo Roman because it's Montreal. Does he get booed in America? Because last time I checked on American soil at WrestleMania in front of 85,000 people, he didn't get booed. Okay. So I hope, you know, that's Montreal. I love that crowd because that crowd brings a different type of energy. It's like the Chicago crowd or a New York crowd or a Philadelphia crowd, or even for that matter, a DC Baltimore crowd. Those are cities that I just named that to me are the biggest cities that every other city they visit should try to mimic, to try to have that energy. What Chicago, Philly, New York, DC, Baltimore, and Canada has. Everybody should copy that, in my opinion. I absolutely thought both shows this week, for what they gave us, being a shakeup, us not knowing what's coming in, being the playoffs were on for the NBA and so forth, I thought they were pretty okay. Not great, but I thought they were a pretty good show. So we do belt grades here. I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 rated R superstar championships. Because when you first saw Edge make that title, you were excited, right? But you didn't know what they were going to go with. Was he just going to continue to play off this because he had the feud with Cena? Or what was going to happen next with the rated R superstar title? That's how I feel about SmackDown and Raw shakeup shows this week. What's to come next? Again, my biggest issue with both of them are EC3 getting squashed and jobbed out the way he is. Like I said, is he knocking off Linda McMahon, Vince, and you're mad about it? Why are we not getting EC3 this way? Why break up Chad and Gable? Why call them the Viking Experience over all the names you could have made? Like, I remember when the Ascension came up and I fought this tooth and nail. People were pissed. Why would you change the Ascension this? And I kept saying all they did was add paint to them. I didn't see the big deal of them adding a little bit of paint, face paint to the wall. They're trying to be the Legion of Doom. They always were the Legion of Doom. You just didn't want to see it until they put paint on them. Okay? So what is actually next for some of these guys? I know one thing. I don't know. I'm not reading dirt sheets about it, and I cannot wait to see it. I'm excited for where the progress is going with these shows. One of the things, like I told you guys last week, I wanted to bring a couple of new segments to the program. I'll read your comments momentarily to the program, is having some dialect, right? First experiences, your first time watching things, right? So look for my new YouTube show to be coming soon. It's not a cheap pop, but it's not because I paid for it. My son and I will be doing reaction videos to trailers called Me Too. All right, because he's me and he's part two and he's my number two. All right, he's Michael the second, like I'm Michael the first. So look for that real soon. But as far as wrestling is concerned and putting something together, I used to have a segment on Perfect Plex Talk Radio called Dance With Me, right? That was your best dance partner, right? We had all kind of things going on. So I haven't came up with the title necessarily yet, but I do want to bring you guys into this and start with this. And I'm going to bring this to you guys next week. So I want you guys to think about it as well. The top 10, because a lot of things have been going around about Kofi Kingston and winning the WWE Championship. And is he the first or second ever? And some people are, which are, you know, if I lose you as a fan for the things I say, then you was never a fan in the first place. Okay. Because if you don't like it, listen anyway. For stupid, idiot fans, whoever that is, to think that, yes, Mark Henry and Booker T and these guys were champions in the WWE. No, they wasn't. They were WCW champions. They were world champions. They were never the WWE champion. So if you want to have, for argument's sake, there's been two. There's been The Rock, who's half black and half Samoan. Then there's Kofi Kingston, who is a black man. Okay? So there's only been two. So what I want to do, though, in the midst of all this controversy and what's going on, and I remember the black certain fan bases would say, well, there's never been a black champion worthy. What's your top 10 black wrestlers of all time? Your top 10 African-American wrestlers of all time. Who's on that final four, the Mount Rushmore of black wrestlers in America or anywhere for that matter? because I'm going to give you my list starting next week, my top 10 black champion or black wrestlers of all time. Okay, not based off my favorites. Like I always tell people, when I make lists, it's not my favorites. If I say, here go my top 10 of all time, that's my top 10. That's who I like, not under criterias. Criteria should always remain the same. You can't have a list and say, well, I'm going to put a top 10 together. What the hell the list consists of? Why are they on the list? My list will consist of what I've always said, because they put butts in the seats. Were they entertaining on the microphone, in the ring? Okay, were they compelling? Were they transitional? Meaning, were they transcending the company by who they were, right? So, no, on my list, if not that I'm saying it is or he isn't, if Coco Beware makes my list, for what it's worth, guys, in the 80s, Coco Beware was over, and he was big. The question some people would say was Frankie was bigger. So, was the bird black? Was the bird a bird, right? I don't know, but the bird is the word. Let me go read some of you guys' comments before I get out of here. Carrie Franklin chimes in. What's going on? Says... I smell a KO Hill turn soon. I don't want to see Roman versus Kofi. I don't either. And I do want to see Kevin Owens heel. Kevin Owens just a better heel. He's just a better heel. The stuff that was going on last night seemed kind of weird. Like, I'm not going to say I didn't like it, but I didn't love it. I was just like, You know, he put a crop shirt on. He started, you know, gyrating. You know, as long as he didn't twerk, they had him eating pancakes in the back. I don't know. What's going on, Mo Eaton? Bad News Brown is at the top of the list. First of all, don't laugh at that. Bad News Brown was a bad, shut your mouth, okay? Bad News Brown deserves your respect, Mo Eaton. Stop that, all right? Let me go over and read some of these comments from people. What's going on, Jason Campbell? Vaughn, Superstar Shakeup. All right, so we got the Viking Experience. Why don't the people like the name? Maybe Vince have something that wear a Viking jersey? Well, he better not. Okay. Vince is not mixing football, at least the NFL, with him. The XFL is right around the corner, people, and the double AFF already went out of business. All right? Excuse me. So I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. That is some really good juice. You know, I want them Simply Pure jeans right here. I'm about to pour some alcohol in that thing in a second. It is my son's birthday, which means I got to have it's Parents' Day. Any parent out there that has a child, it's not just your kid's birthday, people. It's Parents' Day. And yes, because you gave birth, and not just her, people. I'm tired of women saying, well, that's my son. You couldn't have that son without my sperm. So it's my son too, all right? Parents' Day. Shout out to Parents' Day. Plus, I'm gonna give me a daddy soda too. All right, so what we got here? Seth Rollins defeated Brock Lesnar. What does that mean, Vaughn? We know that. That happened at WrestleMania. I'm lost. What I did want to see last night, though, it didn't happen. Would have been dope. Because again, I have rumors. I don't read dirt sheets. I think dirt sheets is nothing but intelligent wrestling fans that formulate a story that they would like to see or what we think could happen or is happening, and they write it. They don't have no sources. They're not getting nothing from inside of people from the WWE. That's bullshit. Okay? That's all. Excuse me. I will always say hashtag the dirt sheets. Everybody watching, everybody who does watch, who share this video, you can do the same thing. I know people inside that organization personally. You have never seen me come on here and tell you anything, okay? Because it's an embargo code. It's a trust factor. If these people that work for this company told you this information, then they would be fired and you would have no news, okay? This is not the NBA. This is not the NFL where we're in locker rooms every day and they let the media in and talk to these people and give out stuff that are kayfabe. No. That's not happening, people. It is what it is, okay? There's no such thing as dirt sheets. There are just people formulating opinions, and they write it for news, and you guys eat the shit up, okay? So, all right, so my belief is Ronda Rousey doesn't have a broken hand. I don't believe it. It's a way to keep her off of TV for her to do whatever she wants to do till she comes back. That's what it is, okay? But what I would have loved is for Paul Heyman to come out there last night, and everybody thought he'd have been bringing Brock Lesnar, he'd have brought Ronda Rousey. I thought that would have been huge, and that would have been bigger than Roman Reigns coming over for the biggest acquisition. And I have nothing against Roman Reigns whatsoever. I don't know why you people have, and I see you people have something against Roman Reigns. I don't have anything against Roman. I said Roman too. My daughter got that stuck in my head against Roman Reigns. And I just think, yeah, I like Roman being there. I think Roman on SmackDown is good. I think it gives him a new leaf on life towards the wrestling business. Velveteen Dream needs to be on the main roster. Absolutely right. The fact that he's not on the main roster is bullshit. Okay. Ronda sucked anyway. Chris, please. Okay. Tell me, Chris, why Ronda sucks. People tell me all the time when Ronda sucks. Right? I want you to tell me why Ronda sucks. Ronda sucks in what? What does Ronda suck at? I'm curious. Does she suck at, you know, not being what you guys have an idea for what a wrestling woman should be or what a wrestler should be? She loves the business. She's always loved the business. She respects the business more than Brock. I love Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar can do nothing wrong inside the WWE walls besides not get along with his peers. But guess what? How many people out there actually get along with their coworkers? Okay? I can't stand my coworkers. Not all of them anyway. Okay? So when people tell me this kind of stuff, I don't get it. Ronda Rousey has made the biggest transition from one year to the next than anybody we've seen next to Kurt Angle. Period. She's only been in the business for a year. A year. She was green for a year. And she's amazing. Okay? I'm not saying she's the greatest, but there's nothing to dislike about her. That's just my opinion. But I'll wait for your answer, Chris. Doesn't need to be called to the main roster. I agree. Jason Michael Campbell. Yeah, I thought that was the worst. Nobody could actually believe that myself. What was the worst? Michael, I was talking. I saw you write, so I don't know what you were talking about. At that point, you typed it to know what exactly you're talking about. So if you still hear Jason Michael Campbell, what was the worst that nobody could actually believe that happened? That was the worst. Believe that Roman Reigns was the worst? Come on, man. Velveteen Dream needs to be pushed to the main roster now. I absolutely agree. Michael, fans don't understand sometimes the WWE cannot market the name. They can't market War Machine because of the Marvel comic War Machine. Yo, that's my dog right there. How you going to market War? Well, it wasn't War Machine. It was War Raiders, though. But I got you. I got hype for nothing. All right. The Intercontinental Championship is going to now be perceived as the light heavyweight belt. Why? Why? That's you guys, Michael. Come on, man. That's you. Really? That's a horrible opinion. Like, this is why I don't understand sometimes when we watch wrestling. Let's stop. I don't get that. What's wrong with Finn Balor now? So now Finn's a light, like, it's not ever going to be considered a light heavyweight title. Ever. Ever. Unless you put that belt. I mean, that belt was on Rey Mysterio and it couldn't be a light. I don't get that. Unless you're going to, I mean, Buddy Murphy can get that. Why? I don't get that. I don't understand why you say that. I don't see that. I haven't heard nobody talk about that or mention that. So I'm not going to, you know, just say you're wrong in that thought. Love your Thanos picture, though. Snap. Guess what? Thanos gets his ass whooped in a couple days here. 9 days, by the way. But seriously, I don't get light heavyweight title? Really? You see that with that title? Come on, man. Too thin to win. Too thin to win. No, this is Finn Balor's title, baby. I like it. Lars Sullivan might be the next Warlord. Yo, Warlord was over in the 80s, okay? This is all I'm going to say. I thought Vince was trolling when he said Elias was the biggest acquisition. First of all, Elias is a star to be in the making. And I've told you guys that when he first was walking around with that guitar. The long love lost child of Miss Elizabeth and the Macho Man Randy Savage is Elias, okay? Elias is gold on the microphone. He's a pretty decent worker. Okay, I haven't seen enough of him in the ring to work, but clearly the WWE knows he's very entertaining. Again, guys, this is sports entertainment. Okay, when you give him a microphone in front of 85,000 people and you have him in a program, and his last three programs were against The Rock, The Undertaker, The Rock, and Roman Reigns, that just says big things to come. That's all I'm going to say about that. What else we got here? Kevin Owens is way better as a heel. Absolutely. Put the respect on Bad News Brown's name. Absolutely. What's going on, Lafayette? Prince from Richmond, natural Butch Reed to do one of my favorite matches with him in Macho Man. Listen, the natural Butch Reed is he will definitely be on my list of top 10 African-American wrestlers of all time, okay? Watching him as a kid, it was like, I'm being honest, guy. I'm not. When you say that name, if you can remember, and those who don't remember, do me a favor, YouTube, because listen, that's the history right now. It's not always WWE Network, which I love and I have, but I can go to YouTube a lot faster, right? I can go bam, 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 it's right there. I can Google it right to YouTube, right? The natural Butch Reed was the man, okay? And guess what? I hated him as a kid, but I watched him not being a fan. I was a kid. Like, when all my friends were starting to be Four Horsemen fans, I couldn't stand the Four Horsemen. They followed Dusty Rhodes and put his arm in the door and slammed it. I'm sorry. Dusty Rhodes is my life. Okay. But the Natural Boy Reed, that is an awesome name to call out. He will definitely be on the top 10 of my list. Seth gets blamed for everything. I was just pointing out something good that he did. Okay, that was what you were talking about. Yeah, Seth, he gets blamed for things I didn't even understand. And same thing with Sasha Banks. Again, that whole thing, like, we all love sass and ass till she says she wants to leave. And then I started saying, oh, you go be a small fish in a big pond or all that stuff, going to AEW and all this other kind of stuff. Like, what? Sasha Banks is good, guys. Like, she, like, I remember watching her in NXT saying, I couldn't stand her gimmick, right? I see this little black girl with the weave hanging and the fake, you know, the Kanye West glasses at the time and doing the whole little boss thing. And I was like, not a fan. Not a fan at all, right? But then I started watching her wrestle. And watching her wrestle and watching her develop her character and her believing her character. See, this is what people don't understand. What makes Roman Roman to me? What makes Ronda Rousey to me? What makes Sasha Banks to me? What makes the Usos to me? What makes CM Punk CM Punk? What makes The Rock The Rock? What makes Ric Flair Ric Flair? It's looking at their character and believing it to be real. That's what they're supposed to do. When you look at Sasha Banks, that's not fake. That's who that girl is. I absolutely loved it. Okay. And yeah, shout out to everybody being disappointed about Paige's tag team. Okay. And everybody thought it was going to be Maddox and Xavier. Funny joke, but not. All right. It was kind of funny. All right. It was actually a lot funny that was a new tag team, but that was so disrespectful. See what I'm saying? You want to talk about stuff. You want to disrespect Paige like that. See my finger shaking so bad. I can't even see it. That's why my wife be loving me so much. Let me stop. Too much information. All right. Sasha gets blamed for everything. I was just pointing out. Okay. We already said that one. I wonder if Sasha really might be going to Elite because she isn't a no-show these days, these past two shows. I was told, Prince, they sent her home to gather her thoughts. Like, WWE knows what they have invested in Sasha Banks. Okay. And they know they can't just let her go. So they sent her home, get your head clear, take some time off, come back, let's recuperate, and let's hope we can fix this problem. But I will talk about this when we got here, and I'm reading some more comments. And as big as a WWE guy I am, I've been called everything under the sun, kicked the battery out my back, I'm a WWE guy, there's another whatever. I don't watch wrestling the way you guys watch wrestling. I don't take it serious. Y'all guys made fun of, it's real to me, damn it. Y'all made fun of that guy. But that's y'all. That's every one of you guys that complain and bitch about wrestling when it's not the way you want it to be. It's wrestling, guys. I like it. I don't like it. I'm going to tune in next week anyway. I'm going to be disappointed, but I'm never going to be so angry that I just don't. It's not that serious. Why so serious? Right? That's wrestling fans. I don't get that. They was originally called War Machine. Then they would change the name to War Raiders. Okay. I think they were War Machine and Ring of Honor. Okay. Of course, Natural, he definitely makes a list. I don't get. I don't understand why people do not understand and like Sasha, do not understand and like Ronda Rousey. It makes zero sense to me, guys. I'm going to make this an impromptu show this week. It's my baby boy's birthday. My firstborn son, my firstborn daughter is away at college. So I'm here at my firstborn son. He got a game tomorrow and I'm in my boom, boom room, AKA the Fortress of Solitude. Hey, Google, turn my color light red.
You got it. Changing the color lights to red.
Boom. And my Fortress of Solitude, just chilling. He's going to come here. We're going to play some games today, guys. Yeah, my whole room is activated. I can turn on everything and everything off in my room by my voice, thanks to Google Home. If you don't have a Google Home Mini, I suggest you get one. I can control everything in my house, the volume, the speakers, the air, the heat, which is the same thing, right? All in my house. I love it. Only thing I can't do with that is say, hey, Google, go tell my wife I'll be back later. Well, actually, I can do that, but I don't hook up my phone. I got Android. But if you had Android, I could do that too. But wrestling this week, guys. What'd you think? Comment below. Let me know. Share the video if you like it. If not, hey, it's okay. Don't like it, listen anyway. I'll be back next week on Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. I will then give you my review of Raw and SmackDown. I might throw in some NXT from this happens tonight there next week. Definitely to give you my top 10 black wrestlers of all time. But overall, guys, like I said, comment below. Let me know what you thought about the show. I gave it 3 out of 5 rated R Superstar Edge titles. It was a good promise to the future. That's all you can ask for in wrestling, all right? Because in 9 days, we got Avengers Endgames, baby. And I don't care what the Russo brothers put out today about not telling somebody, okay? I'm telling you right now, block me, unfriend me. I'm going Friday morning. I can't go Thursday night because, damn it, the damn AMC stuff was down. I couldn't get a ticket in time. But I'm going to watch it on Friday. I'm going to go watch it again on Saturday. And if by Monday you have not seen it, too bad, because I'm talking my ass off. I was just being honest. All right? Listen, like I said, guys, the Iconics starting to get good. I've always liked the Iconics. I mean, they're not all Peyton Royce or whatever. The one, the dark hair one, ain't all that pretty. You know what I mean? Somebody said you like Mrs. Potato Head, which I happen to agree with. But overall, I thought both shows were good. But again, continue to comment below. Oh, what? Hold. I'm finna get off. And Mo_Eaton, y'all. Y'all go follow him on Mo_Eaton on Instagram, Twitter. Hashtag Belt Kings Extraordinaire. Screw the Avengers. Screw you, brother. And you're a friend of mine. You're my brother. Screw you. You ruined it. Well, his name's not Austin, but whatever, Mo. Go see the movie. And I'm going to call you when I go see it and tell you all about it anyway, because I ain't going to go see it. Listen, guys, I'm out of here. Mike Knox, Google me, 3X's. Make sure you go download the show, bdsrnetwork.com, The Chair Shot, hashtag Use Your Head, and wherever podcasts are sold, you can find this show and many, many more. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. Share this show. I'll see y'all next week. Peace. I'm out of here. All right?